a bow. When we receive Yahweh, you keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. You're a man of your word. All things are possible. When we believe, old chains are breakable. When we receive Yahweh, you keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. You're a man of your word. We have this confidence. You will finish what you started. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. We have this confidence. You finish what you started. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, 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 oh. If you said it, we believe it. Cause you're a man of your word. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his great name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his great name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. To stand upon the mountain and magnify his great name. To tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us. Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. King Jesus, you're the name we lift in high, your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here, King Jesus. You're the name we're lifting high, your glory shaking up the earth and sky. Revival, we want to see your kingdom here. We want to see your kingdom here. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Dakisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Prayer General, you can take it away.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, one of my favorite songs, Spirit Breakout, hallelujah, hallelujah. the sound of heaven touching earth. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, bringing us before his presence in worship. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord and the joy of the Lord in your heart and your spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. Spirit breakout, hallelujah. Zion is calling us to a higher place. Yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call, a call that started back in October 25th, 2010, with our dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You'll notice all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers, as well as our theme for this year, which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs, which is Isaiah 1:19-20. It says, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." We're so thankful that you have joined us. We're now in our 21st day of our fast, and we're so thankful to God for allowing us to get here thus far, and we hope that you are continuing with us into the 40 days. Today, the 21st day of the fast, we will decree and declare in prayer the manifestation of the goals and dreams we have written down, along with the scriptures to support and fortify our faith. Habakkuk 2:2-3. Write the vision down and make it plain. Well, listen, I know many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, and you can do so. You can be a greeter, which Minister Cynthia did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You can be a psalmist, as Minister Keisha did so wonderfully. You can may even have a word in your belly that you want to share with us. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And what brought most of us together from the beginning is this great, awesome health and wellness business and company called Artist International. It is now Artist Life, where the Diaz de Leon family started this well over 30 years ago, and we have some wonderful, wonderful products that are helping people with their health as well as their wealth. And get with the person that invited you to this call. They will definitely share more information with you. And better still, today is Presidential Tuesday. Well, there will be talking more on the business side of Artist Life, and that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-pound, and manager Denise Brown will be hosting, as well as the guest speaker, diabetic coach Melvin Polk. It's build the people, and the people will build your business. And that's right after this call. Well, what I'm going to do is get out of the way, because we have a wonderful, wonderful woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She was born in San Bernardino, California, and raised in Inglewood. She is now residing in Georgia, Atlanta area. She has accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior. She has two beautiful adult children, Ian and Jalen. She has the heart of outreach, loves to serve, loves to minister, and loves to bless the people. Her favorite scripture is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. The next voice you will hear after I pray is Minister Ruth Smith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Father, because you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that we tune in together and hear what the Spirit has for us this morning, that you anoint your speaker in such a manner, Father God, that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We glorify you, Father God, for blessing this ministry, blessing your people, blessing those that are going out, blessing those that are coming in such a manifesting way, Lord God, that people will see your glory in the midst. We thank you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Lord, this is the day that we have made, and we know Zion is calling for us to serve and to magnify you in such a time as this. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'll now turn it over to our speaker, Minister Ruth Smith.
Well, good morning to all, and thank you, Prayer General. We appreciate your faithfulness. Well, good morning, and I just give the Lord all the glory, honor, and praise this morning for allowing me an opportunity, a little girl from San Bernardino, California, who had the prayers of her mother, her grandmother, great-grandmother, grandfather, and great-grandparents. So I come before you today, and I just ask that the Lord decrease me and increase his word that is within me. And I pray that someone is encouraged today. Let's get right to it. So I want you to remember these letters, FBI. Don't be taken aback. It stands for faith, believe our believers, and insight. And I really appreciate my prayer partner, Keisha Lee, this morning for singing that first song where she talked about believing in his word. He's always on time. He never fails. Believe. What an appropriate song for the title of this message, which is Walking by Faith. Believers must diligently seek insight only from our magnificent, mighty Creator. Remember the letters FBI, faith, believe, and insight. My subtitle would be the scriptures that are infused in this lesson to assist believers with navigating this thing we call life. I'll start with a brief story. It was a brisk yet sunny Saturday. For any of you that live in the South or that live in Atlanta, we've been having some cold weather, a little dusting of snow. But this past Saturday, it was gorgeous. So one of my best friends, because I have many, one of my best friends and I, we were driving in the deep country of Sparta, yes, not Sparta, Mississippi, Sparta, Georgia, about an hour outside of Augusta, Georgia, just to give you the geographical location. We had a healthy lunch and went to a farmer's market, and we found out some African-American history about this small town called Sparta that we had visited. So I went on my phone. She was driving, of course. I went on my phone, and I began to look for the article. And I'll probably teach a lesson on this later, but I began to look at the article, and she was driving her dream car that the Lord just blessed her with. It's an Alfa Romeo. Okay, it's an SUV. So we were driving down the road. I was reading. We were laughing. We were excited about the information we were uncovering. Anyone that knows me knows I love our history. So I was reading, and suddenly I heard her scream my name, and the way she said, Ruth, was just like my mother would say it when she commanded my attention. And I looked up, and suddenly she placed her forearm in front of me, and parents will understand this, especially African-American parents, because if anything's going to happen and their child is in that front seat, they just put their arm in front of you, you know, as if the arm is going to do something, but maybe they knew something we didn't. But she put her arm in front of me and used her left arm to navigate her SUV. And when I looked up, I literally gasped because what I saw was a large white truck, like a Titan, coming barreling around the other car, already come over the hill, which we couldn't see it. When I looked up, it was already there. And the truck was flying top speed in our direction. This is a two-way country road. Anyone that's from the country, Minister Cox, you know what this is about. And we had nowhere to go, and I just looked at the side of the road and thought, wow, this car is gone. Either he hits us or we're forced to tumble over this side of this road. And by the grace of the Lord, I mean, it would have been unavoidable for this head-on collision. And at that rate of speed, we don't even want to think about what would have happened. The hand of the Lord intervened. We were astonished. How did this car not hit us? It was milliseconds in front of us. But we knew that an angel of the Lord and his grace was able to have her with one hand drive to partial side of the road so that she was on the grass but on the road, and we survived. So I took her hand. Tears was coming from her eyes. She is a strong believer, and we just started praising the Lord. We didn't talk about the article anymore. We didn't talk about the great trip to the country. We just gave the Lord praise and thanksgiving and honor and provision. Literally, my stomach, like my heart basically dropped in my stomach. And anyone that has had an accident or has been in a near-death experience to where you know what's coming towards you, whether it's mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, what's coming towards you is going to perhaps do you great bodily, emotionally, or physical harm. And to know what that impact would have done, and to know that the Lord said, not today, not today. These are my daughters. They will live their appointed time on this earth. And he directed her driving with one hand. I mean, I can barely drive with two. And whenever there's trouble on the road, I always go 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock on the steering wheel. But she could not. She had one hand shielding me. I'm her big sister. And she navigated that car, but we realized it wasn't Tina that navigated the car. It was the Lord that sent a guardian angel in the nick of time. The guardian angel was probably already in the car with us because the Lord goes before you, before the situation. We try to scramble in and prepare. We're more reactive than proactive. The Lord is always proactive. He always knows. So I just wanted to share this real-time story with you to show how the Lord saw fit to save our lives and how he will continuously provide provision for each and every one of us, no matter who or what decides to pass a car on a one-way road over a hill, not knowing what or caring what was on the other side. All of that didn't matter. The Lord was our shield, our buckler, our faith, our peace. So definitely wanted to share that testimony. I'm still a bit jittery when I think about it, not because of fear or anxiety, but just because of the sheer allness and provision and the hand of the Lord that came before us. What is faith? Now, Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what you hope, what you pray, what you ask for, what you long for, the desires of your heart, but you don't see it, that business, that home, that generational wealth that you want to provide through your business or through property, that relationship to be built with our family and our friends, or should I say restored or rebuild, that's for me. That is what faith is. We stand on what we know the Lord has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. So this is my definition, this is Ruth's definition of faith. Faith is my belief system in the one who continues to protect, provide, lead, guide, grow, and develop us. Trust in that one whom created the heavens and the earth, the one who hung the moon, and the one who placed the sun in the sky and the stars and the clouds, who created the trees that give us oxygen, and the one who breathed life into man, woman, and child. So my faith remains in the source, not in the resources. I admire the creations, for they are many and they are beautiful. However, I worship and honor and depend on the Creator, the unexplainable, unmerited favor of divine intervention, like the story I just told. The Lord is the center of our hope. Our very next breath, I know mine is, dependent upon the grace and mercy of the great repairer of the breach. So in your faith, has there been a breach? Has there been a breach of trust? Our faith centers around trust. You have to trust and hope in something. Even those that say they just trust in themselves. When you sit in a chair, when you get in a car, when you walk out your home, when you go about your daily life, you're trusting in something. You're trusting in that vehicle. You're trusting that when you sit down in that chair, it's not going to break and you fall to the ground. You're trusting when you walk down steps, you're not going to fall. You're trusting that your loved ones will support you and your family and friends will be there for you. Your hope and trust is in something. Some of us hope and trust in our jobs, just trying to get to retirement. But my hope and our hope should be as believers to hope and trust in our Lord, and that's what drives our faith. So this begs the question, what has been broken in your life? I'm going to get personal and transparent. Who hurt you, or what continues to hurt you? Because you know, we know when we're not around healthy people, around healthy places, around healthy things. We are on a corporate fast right now, and we know when we're around those things. So let me go a little deeper. What have you allowed to continue to break into your life, to break your heart, to hurt you? More importantly, are you allowing these person, place, or things to continue to invade your life and disrupt your prayers, disrupt your peace? Peace is so important. You can't buy peace. You can't buy good health. Stress will worry you, and that worry can trigger anything that's dormant inside of your body. So we need to depend on the Lord through our faith and our belief system. That's who we depend on. And the Lord will give us the strength to make wise decisions, to have discernment, to even ask some to walk away from us, or we must walk away from them for a time, or maybe for a season, or maybe forever. That's God's work, not mine. Especially during this time of prayer and fasting, stand still and know that he is Lord. Just take a look at Psalm 34 and 18 that reads, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit." I know my heart has been broken, and guess what? I've broken some hearts. I know that my spirit has been crushed, and I'm sure that I have crushed a many a person. And while I stand in forgiveness and I know I'm forgiven, I can't be judgmental when I see others that do those same things to myself or to other people. You must always stand in the position of forgiveness. You never know who may need it or when you may need it. And it starts with asking our Creator to forgive us and then forgiving yourself and then forgiving that person so you can move on. This is what your faith and your belief. Now we're going into insight, FBI, faith, belief, and insight. Moreover, let's take a quick walk over to 1 Peter 6 through 8 that declares, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if it need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it may be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Savior, Yeshua the Christ. Christ is a title. Yeshua is the name. Whom, having not seen, ye love, and whom thou now see in him not. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Recycle, meditate on FBI, faith, belief, and insight. As a believer, we must trust and always diligently seek the favor of our King, the encouragement of our King, the mercy of our King. We must not allow sin to master over us, for we all sin and fall short. We must become masters over that sin, and how we learn that is through the manufacture of our soul, who made us. You dive into his word, and that is how you will learn. That is your spiritual connection. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was found, and he was not found, because the Lord had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased the Lord, but without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. For he that cometh to the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. That's from Hebrews 5-6. Hopefully I can get through this. Believe, being fully persuaded, convinced, assured, confident. Here's your insight. Our Master has all of our lives in the palm of his righteous hand. Even when Lazarus was dead for 4 days, his sister Martha was full of remorse, understandably, doubt, and had lost hope. The Lord deliberately, here's the insight, the Lord deliberately waited 4 days. Back then, things were different when you had a body. After 4 days, as Martha had mentioned, the body had begun to smell. So there you have the decay that's setting in. So there's no denying that he was dead, that he was not asleep, that he was in a coma, as some naysayers would say. The Lord could have arisen him the moment they came to him and said, Lazarus is dead, or he's sick, or whatever they told him. But yet the Lord waited 4 days, not because he couldn't do it in 1 day or even in 1 minute, meaning raising Lazarus from the dead. He needed the people to witness that this was indeed a dead man, as the old folks would say, graveyard dead. But he raised him from the dead so there would be no denial, and people would witness and go and tell the greatness of our Lord. That Lazarus was not merely sleeping or in a coma. He was indeed dead, and he was raised by Yeshua. The Lord always has a specific purpose that's greater than anything we can ever imagine. Insight, having more understanding and obtaining wisdom from reading books, sitting at the feet of elders such as Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Pacola, Pastor Everett, sitting at the feet of these individuals, your pastor, your grandmother, or even your parents, anyone who is wise and has discernment and has the fear of the Lord in their heart, this is how you gain insight. The Lord's perfect will in our life. We have to use foreknowledge, experience, to make the best decisions, albeit standing in the position to forgive, as I mentioned earlier, others and ourselves, and more importantly, asking our Creator to forgive us, even in secret, those secret things that we don't want anyone to know. This is how we navigate life. Things don't always work as planned. We are in tumultuous, uncertain times. Death, sickness, it's all around us. You almost can't stand to turn on the TV, the radio, answer a phone, a text. doom and gloom. There's something going on. But as believers, we are to be the light of the world, and we are to shine bright. So I won't be finishing this lesson today, but hopefully I have given you enough to encourage you to FBI, to have faith, believe, and have insight. Host, I'll give it back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth. Such a profound message. Have faith, believe, and insight. God bless you. I definitely will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your awesomeness. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the testimonies of the saints. We give your name glory. We give your name praise for this woman of God who have poured into us this morning, Lord God, with such virtuous words, Lord God, to remind us, Father God, first we need to forgive and, Lord, allow you to manifest your glory through us and in us. We thank you, Father, for blessing her in such a magnificent way. We know, Lord God, that she, as she seeks your face, Lord God, that you will pour virtues of blessings on top of blessings upon her and upon her family, Lord God. We ask that you continue to protect her from all harm and danger, Lord God. We give your name glory, Father, for all those that are on this call, and that, Lord, as they seek your face, Father God, that you would direct them into all truth, and knowing that we will know the truth will continually to make us free. Thank you, Father, for the freedom in Jesus. Lord, we lift up all those that are going through health challenges, and we call them healed and whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Sandra, for Aaron, for Miracle, for Dr. Vanessa, for Jerry, for Timothy, and so many, Father God, that we have brought before you. We know, Lord God, that you healing is the children's bread. So we call forth healing in their bodies in Jesus' name. Lord God, touch the bereaved families in such a wonderful, wonderful way. Comfort them, Lord God, the Hendersons, the Baileys, the Sheetham family, Camellia's family, the Cox family, the Douglas family, the Brown family, and there's so many on our hearts, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you put your loving arms around them and empower them, Lord God, to let them know that you never left them nor forsake them. We give your name praise. We give your name glory, because truly to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, to hear this playback, and I know you want to share it with someone, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Upcoming next is the morning motivational call, Build the People and the People Will Build Your Business. And that number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. It's Presidential Tuesday on MMC. We are so thankful and grateful for our wonderful minister, Honorable Cynthia Cox, receiving and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord, being in your strength, and we're praying for you and your family. And thank you again, Minister Keisha, for allowing God to use you in the time of worship and song this morning as we lift up the name of Jesus. And thank you again, Minister Ruth, for this on-time message this morning. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. I want to also give thanks to my Raleigh, North Carolina family that came on the call this morning, my sweet sister and dear friend Denise Pressfield, my sister Lydia, and anyone else that joined that weren't able to announce themselves this morning. I thank you for your support and your continued prayers. Thanks to my leadership team. And more importantly, just want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to have faith, continue to believe, and continue to get insight. That's ongoing teaching. Never stop learning. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you. This is my prayer for you. Have a blessed and prosperous day.